Episode 2219, Walk in Love.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, it's Friday. Yes, you made it.
It's Confession of an Upset Mama, and I hope you've had a splendid week. But today is just the kickoff to the weekend. And must I say, it's Super Bowl. Yes, it's time to raise the roof. But more importantly, let's talk about kids. Oh, aren't they adorable? They just warm your heart. Well, I got to tell you, I'm traveling. I am back down south with my daughter and my grandson. Oh my goodness, it's time for lots of snuggles. It's time to walk in love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life moves so fast that we forget the most important moments. We're too busy searching to capture what might go viral, only to leave behind what matters. Walk in love. Have you ever tried to recreate something so magnificent because you missed it the first time and wanted to record it? Oh, how I wished 4 years that having a cell phone with a camera would have changed my parenting and picture collection. Oh yeah, you think 50,000 pictures are too many? Try probably a million. Yes, I probably would have been one of those moms. Oh wait, let me catch this. Oh wait, let me catch that. And I'm sure, yeah, that's true. But the crazy thing is, I would have missed even more trying to repeat what I wanted to capture. Have you ever had that feeling? It's like, oh my gosh, I wish I had that. And then you try to recreate it, but it just isn't there. My grandson was hanging out with his parents when all of a sudden the laugh occurred. Yes, he laughed 3 times in a row. No matter how hard they tried to get him to repeat it, they were unsuccessful. You know that baby laugh. It is contagious, and you want to just bottle it up and have it anytime because you can't help but laugh. I mean, come on, admit it. It's confession day. You have searched for babies laughing on YouTube and you play it and you just crack up laughing. It's the best thing ever. Well, last weekend, Papa and I visited here and we were hoping to catch a moment of his laughter. No such luck. Failure, some would say. I would say it wasn't failure. It was just, it wasn't the moment. He wasn't there. He's just now learning. Well, as you know, I am back here for another round of snuggles and cuddles, only to find him so close to laughing once again. And this was within just hours of my arrival. When that moment happened, I caught myself thinking, where's the phone? I must capture this. But what would the phone give me? Maybe a quick snapshot of the moment or an off-centered video clip at the end of the laugh. However, would my heart have captured the moment? We go through life focusing on the wrong thing. Zone in on what matters and walk in love. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Walk in love. It is crazy to me how quick we are to go and try to capture something on our phone, only to realize weeks, months, and then years later, we don't remember. And guess what? We can't find where we took that picture. It's like, I know I took that picture. Do you have like 5,000 in your phone? I think I have over 5,000 pictures right now on my phone. I know, call me ridiculous. And no, it is not all of my grandson, even though let me tell you, he does blow up my phone. But I'm not down here enough yet to have 5,000 pictures. We're getting there. We're getting to that point. But you see, a lot of what we do in life is trying to capture that. I go back to my olden days when my kiddos were little. Guess what? Yeah, we didn't have the cell phone, but I did have a camera. I just had to take the film in to get it developed. Did you know that sometimes I would take pictures on the camera? but I wouldn't develop it for like months later. And then you would get it back and it's like this treasure trove of memories. But they may have been of, you know, over a month of time. The problem is we're so focused on trying to get what we want immediately that we're forgetting long-term of what we really need. Therefore, we're leaving behind who we love most. A good reminder to walk in love. You know, the hardest thing to do is leading by example, but that's the best gift we can give our children. A lot of people, you've heard probably the saying, oh, you know, do as I say, not as I do, because wait, what I'm doing isn't really what I'm saying. Is that how we're training up our children? Is that how we want to train up our children? Because if we are doing what we say we're doing, oh, that's a different take, isn't it? Then that's coming through our everyday actions and thoughts. Think about parenting as teaching through osmosis. What is caught is taught. The best gift that you can give your child, whether it be your grandson like me, whether it be your own children, whether it be a neighbor child you're mentoring, maybe it's someone at church, or maybe it's a complete stranger. You know, I was in the grocery store a few days back, and there was this adorable child riding in a cart. Well, what child is not adorable? Oh, the one that's on the floor having a temper tantrum. Okay. Besides that one, they're still adorable. They're just not having a good moment, right? Well, this girl, absolutely precious. I mean, just the smile that was beyond contagious, and she actually had a mask on. And you know, life is a lot different now with wearing masks. And think about that. We want to capture a moment, right, with our phone. But sometimes what is best is what is unseen. Think about that for a moment. So this sweet, young, precious girl is in the cart. It was either her mom or her grandmommy or her auntie. They were shopping together. And mama was picking out something off the shelf. And I was walking by, yes, social distancing, but she had her mask on. Of course, I was all masked up. And I walked by and I just looked at her and I tried to get my eyes as big as I could. Remember, my mask is on. And I just smiled as if I know my smile is going to come through this mask. And she looked at me and her eyes got so big. And she just picked up her little hand and waved oh so sweetly and then giggled. She's looking right at me. You see, the interesting thing was is I saw her through the mask. I want to ask you a question. Are you living your life for your child covered up? Are you trying to capture moments because you want to remember them, but yet if you're honest, you can't find really where they are on your phone? And so therefore, what matters most is missed even in your heart because you're trying to always capture it on your phone. Yeah, it's a hard day, isn't it? Confession day isn't about ease. It's kind of a gut check time. It's a time for us to really look and say, gosh, am I doing what I need to be doing right now for my child, with my child? Because parenting is teaching through osmosis, right? What is caught is taught. Are you doing what you're saying? If you tell your child to share with their siblings, well, are you sharing with your spouse? Ooh, ouch. That's tough. Sometimes we don't want to share. I mean, come on, let's be real. So I want to encourage you today to walk in love. Look at how you want to capture your moments differently. You know what? I am so looking forward to that laugh. But I've already reminded not only my mind, but my heart, it doesn't matter. I don't care where that phone is. That second, third, and fourth laugh will come later. I can get those, but I want to savor the first one that I had. You see, that was my reminder to my sweet daughter and son-in-law. You caught the moment in real time. You caught it with your heart. You will never forget that moment. You see, your phone can fall in the bathtub. or the toilet, worst case scenario, right? Right. Have you ever had a phone fall in the toilet, by the way? Yeah, I have, but that's for another episode. But you see, if you lost everything on your phone, what do you always have? What's in your heart? So today, as you look into your child's eyes, whether you're wearing a mask or not because you're out shopping, or whether you're just sitting across from your child in a room, remember to walk in love. You are an incredible mom. You're an incredible dad. Don't let what is becoming of this world of distractions, which yes, hey, I'm all for pictures, but first, take the memory in your heart and walk in love. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.